Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
So you could just feel right away like, oh, we really don't have an answer for Josh Jacobs.
He's missing tackles left and right. It's unbelievable.
D Winters made a play in space midway through the game. And I'm thinking to myself, look, man, I'm not saying that he's a flawless player. You're telling me he can't get on the field ahead of Devondre Campbell? Like, those little tiny personnel decisions drive me crazy.
I went on with my boy Doug Russell on the Packers pregame show. Doug Russell, him and Bill Smith, they work with each other. Doug and Bill, they're great up there. And Doug asked me about Devondre Campbell. And my reply was, I see why you guys gave him up. And he just chuckled. I said, I see why you guys gave him up. Can't cover in space, can't tackle, can't fill gaps, can't fill holes, can't do anything right.
And talks. Like he's a A1 player.
Well, he's not. He's not. And you see why Green Bay gave up on him.
The Greenlaw absence has been, man, it's been something. Like, it is a hole that I think most Niner fans, we were like, yeah, Greenlaw's good. But like now we're like, no, Greenlaw was great.
I mean, we saw the Super Bowl. The minute he left, the Super Bowl changed.
100%.
Oren Burks was out there and wearing number 48. Oren Burks. Struggling to line up in the right spot. And then you had Logan Ryan playing the slot corner. Just didn't make any sense. Let's go to the Lions, man. Let's go to Ronnie and Tracy.
Hey, Ronnie.
Ronnie, what's happening? You're on the Russ. What a depressing Monday, man. That was humbling yesterday. Right, Ronnie?
Yeah, that was bad. I sound like Shassy in the cutback talking about Campbell. Get his ass off the field. Get Sorensen out of there. I mean, they got 10 men on defense right now. Because of him. He's terrible. Get Winters out there. I don't care if he makes mistakes. He is so much more athletic, and it gives us a threat at making a play. Second thing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yesterday's play from the quarterback, I know Brandon Allen didn't play that bad, but it makes me think we should extend Purdy right now. Hopefully the cheapest cost we can get them, because we just need to get this lockdown, get it over with, so we don't deal with this in the offseason. That's all I got.
You know, it's going to be interesting with Purdy. I expect the unexpected with Kyle Shanahan.
What does that even mean?
Does Shanahan even know what he wants at quarterback? You know, if they do move, like, I don't think they're moving off of Shanahan. But if that happens, let's just say hypothetically that happens as we play hypotheticals. The one thing that's going to loom over this tenure with Kyle Shanahan is the fact that he never really got the quarterback right. Now, he fell into Brock Purdy. We got very fortunate with Brock Purdy. But along the way to Brock Purdy, there has been a mishandling of the most important position in all of North American sport, the quarterback position. That is undeniable. Undeniable. If he does get axed, which, again, I think it's a very, very low probability of that happening, nor do I think it should happen. I think Shanahan should be allowed to coach in 2025. But the quarterback spot and how they handle this moving forward, that's the one that's been looming large. Everything has been home run hits, home run hits, home run hits, build a great roster, all that stuff. But there's still questions about quarterback. And right now the question is, can Brock Purdy stay healthy? Is his shoulder injury serious, Shasky? Well, serious enough for him not to play yesterday. And we have no idea about his availability for next Sunday against Buffalo.
One thing cannot be argued. The game is violent. I'm talking about football. Ben Roethlisberger was a big, strong, strapping man. And then after about 10 years of wear and tear, his body just gave out on him. Peyton Manning. When people walk into a room with Peyton Manning, they're like, wow, I can't believe how big he is. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to be on the court, if you will, as he was walking by with Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer is one of the largest men I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, if you told me he was 6'7", I would have believed you, even though I know that's not what his listed height is. I got a chance to meet Brock Purdy up close and personal at the driving range one day, and not a very big guy. And I think that, you know, if you're going to be a smaller guy, you got to avoid the injuries and you got to avoid just the hits, right? Jimmy's body gave out on him at the end. It just did. Jimmy was physically a shell of himself. Mm-hmm. Jeff Garcia. His body gave out on him at the end, especially out of the end of his 9 or 10 year. His whole body was injured.
Well, heck, he bounced back, though, with Philadelphia.
No doubt.
He
had a good year. It took a couple years.
No doubt.
The injury thing with Brock is real. Like, and I know he's played 30, 40 games, but like staying upright and not getting hurt is a big part of the game. And some you can avoid, some you can't. Some stuff is just normal wear and tear.
Right.
If the shoulder is hurt, and he needs some sort of off-season surgery. Now you've had off-season surgery on the throwing elbow and the throwing shoulder. That's a real thing. And now I'm looking at this and I'm saying, like, Baker Mayfield, when he had the shoulder injury, that was kind of the beginning of the end of him in Cleveland. Now there was other stuff, leadership and whatnot.
But it took him a couple years.
He signed a 3-year, $100 million deal. Hmm. $50 million guaranteed.
Yep.
Geno Smith signed a 3-year, $75 million deal with $40 million guaranteed.
Those were good contracts, in my opinion.
Good contracts, great contracts.
He was making plays yesterday. Boy, they got my boy Bucky Irvin finally running the football.
Blocking downfield.
Yeah, no, Baker's been good.
And then Kirk Cousins this offseason, because you keep referencing Jordan Love, Kirk signed a $100 million guarantee deal with four for 180. I think that a Purdy deal starts in between the Baker and Kirk number, meaning like somewhere in the $65 to $85 million guarantee.
What if Kirk becomes available? What if Kirk becomes available?
As in?
What if he becomes available? What if Atlanta says, we're going to get the keys to Michael Penix Jr.?
So a 37 to 38-year-old Kirk Cousins? Yeah, I'm probably cool off that.
Would
but
Kyle
who knows
Shanahan? Was Kyle Shanahan cool off of an older Tom Brady? Basically said no, and then he called him back last year.
So let me ask you this. We watched
Aaron Rodgers. Did he not call Green Bay about Aaron Rodgers?
No doubt.
He'll be available again this offseason, too, according to Diane.
So I expect the unexpected when it comes to Kyle Shanahan and the quarterback. I think Brock Purdy deserves a job, but I don't know what Kyle Shanahan is thinking.
Do you think Kyle's sitting here? And I'm serious. We heard the TK cut earlier this year where he says, you know, then I see how much the starting quarterback costs, and then I kind of compare.
Yeah, and we played it
sound?
On Friday. We played it on Friday.
Because
we'll play it. We'll play it, but we played it on Friday.
The reason why I bring it up, I watched that game yesterday, and I was thinking like I'm Kyle, right? Because this is how Kyle does the math. It's not, is Brandon Allen better than Purdy? Of course Purdy's better than Brandon Allen. It's, is Purdy at $55 million, $45 million better than Brandon Allen?
I think he is. I think he is.
No, but I'm saying that's how he's doing the evaluations.
Yeah, no, I know how we're doing the evaluations.
So like right now.
I would say Brock Purdy's $100 million better than Brandon Allen.
I agree. Now the question is, well, is Sam Darnold going to get re-signed in Minnesota?
Who knows?
Well, Sam's making $10 million this year. Even if he takes a big pay, a jump up, is Brock Purdy $15 to $20 million a year better than Sam Darnold? Like, these are the... I'm not saying I'm doing this. I know the head coach is doing that equation in his head. So that's how you got to view these things.
Let's go to Rocky and Vallejo. Rocky, what's happening?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I wanted to talk about the defense. Obviously, they had a rough day, but then after listening to the other callers, you know, I got to say some of these callers are asinine. They say fire Kyle Shanahan, and they say he's not a leader of men. I mean, these are, it sounds like to me, they're Raider fans that think Antonio Pierce. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Antonio.
Hey, Rocky.
He's a leader of men, right?
Right, Rocky, real quick. Wait till you get off the line and see some of the calls that we have coming up here. And you think people are asking out about getting rid of Shanahan? You ain't heard nothing yet, Rocky.
I got you. Yeah, but I do agree with some of the you guys when you Shanahan is stubborn. You know, he fired with Silk Wilkes last year. He should definitely fire Sorensen. Man, he's not playing D. Winters. Yottam. Soft as hell. Once Ward comes back, I don't want to see Yottam. Put Rock in there. If the other corners are hurt and stuff, we got to put Rock instead of Yottam. Is too soft, man. He don't want to tackle. You see him, you know. And D. Winter's got to play more. But pretty much, you know, I still think the season we can make the playoffs. We can win the division. You know, we're only one game out. I understand the tiebreakers. You know, we only won one division game. But we still got all three. We still got to play Arizona, the Rams, and with Seattle. I remember we're done with Seattle, but we got to still Arizona and the Rams. So I'll take your caller, take your comments off the air. But yeah, man, these callers, man, they got me going today.
Just wait until we go to Sacramento right now, Shasky, to TC and Sac. TC and Sacramento. What's happening, brother?
Hey, before we get started, Bonte, Shasky, I love you, man. To the last caller, man, it ain't got nothing to do with being callers like me, bro, that's using their head. Damn the faithful, damn all that, bro. It's about using your head about Kyle Shanahan, bro. It's over with this dude, man. We talking about a dude that passed on Brady, Mahomes, hasn't got the quarterback situation together, not finna get out of his way, not a leader of men. We talking about who we gonna go get. Okay, I'm not gonna use Ben Johnson. Let's go get Robert Saleh. He's a leader of men. He come in right now, the whole team gonna believe in him and turn it around, bro. Let's cut it out.
TC. Kyle,
Brock Purdy fell in the cup.
I'll let you finish. Come on, Saleh. You're limped in with Saleh. Come on. I'll let him run my defense, but not my team.
No, like Saleh's a leader of men, bro. I'm telling you that. Coming up with excuses. Let's keep it simple. Coming up with excuses for Kyle Shanahan. This is like being in a relationship, right? And your partner keeps cheating on you and cheating on you, and you keep coming up with excuses. Oh, wait a minute. No, they're going to change. Oh, wait a minute. No, that girl wasn't as good as me, so you're going to be good. No, bro, it's over for this guy. It's over, man, and it's fans that are starting to realize that it's over for Kyle. It's not about your fandom. You don't know what you're talking about. It's about you have common sense, period, bro. That's all I got. What's up, Joe? And I love you. Hey, I love you and Bonte. Y'all my boys, bro, but I'm keeping it 100, bro.
So it's time to move on. You think it's time? Yesterday was an indictment on everything with Kyle Shanahan?
Period. Yes, Bonte, yes. Yes.
Can let me, before, time, TC, I know you've covered the whole team. What's your thoughts about Deebo Samuel?
Deebo, it's time to move on from Deebo, too. Lock in. You talking about lock in with you dropping passes and all that, bro. You're declining, bro. You lost a team when you made that big ruckus. Talking about you want to be traded. You want to do all this. You want to do all that. Man, stop it, bro. It's over for you, Deebo. Period, point blank, bro. I love this team, bro, but I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to get on these airways just because I'm a Niner fan and sugarcoat anything, dog. Period. Joe, what's up, man?
Why do you keep asking me what's up? I'm just listening.
No, because I'm spitting, bro, because I'm tired of these fans getting on this airway talking about fans like me is crazy, dog. No, we're being honest, man. What's up, Joe, bro?
I'll tell you what's up. I hear you hollering, but you ain't really talking about nothing. I'm not going with Robert Saleh,
bro. High level loser, bro.
Robert Saleh couldn't get the quarterback right with the Jets. Like, that's the last guy. Like, look around the league. If you get the quarterback thing right and you figure that out, everything else is so much easier. Robert Saleh is the last guy I want coaching my team when it comes to quarterback questions. Like, no, like, I have a lot of questions about Shanahan, but I know that he can move the ball, right? And I know that his offenses, though not as good this year as I want them to be, have been pretty damn good over his tenure. I get that. But if you're going to go Kyle Shanahan to Robert Saleh, like, no, yeah. I'm not with that. I'm not with that.
I'm not with that
I'm either. No.
888-957-9570. If you had one word to attach to yesterday's performance, what would it be? Would it be subpar? Would it be embarrassing? What would your word be?
Sadness. Hmm. Sadness that it feels like this year has like a ceiling to it.
Yeah.
And that it feels like some of my favorite players aren't going to get that ring with the Niners that I wanted them to again. Again, we're going to come out of a little run here, and there's going to be all-time Niners who aren't going to get the championship that I feel like they freaking deserved, you know? Yeah. And we're going to look at, like, great examples, like someone like Debo. And we do this all the time. That guy's a loser. It's right. Like, Debo was such a winner for the Niners for so long. And if this is the end, like, how could you not just be thankful? He was awesome for the Niners. He was awesome.
Awesome.
We were dying for a wide receiver when he showed up. Dying. And had some monster seasons. And now we're like kicking him on the way out the door. And it's like, man, come on. He was amazing in that Detroit NFC Championship game.
Well, you're surprised
amazing people, in that Philly
you
game.
Say that like we didn't just have Klay Thompson here playing for the Warriors for 13 years. Right. And he won 4 damn championships. How many people blasted him on the way out? They're still kicking his ass out on the door. It's pretty embarrassing. So, of course, they're going to do it with Debo. 888-957-9570. One word to describe yesterday's performance. And I see a text here, Shasky. I want to address it for a second. Bonte, there's a reason why you're not blasting the Niners. You are, but in a nice way. You should be pissed. It does not get easier with Buffalo. You had a convo with Jed. You had said, I actually didn't have a conversation with Jed. We just shook hands and made small talk. We lost to the Rams in Arizona. That's who we are. Look, you want me to be angry and kick a scream and bitch and moan about yesterday's loss? I saw the loss coming. It was an embarrassing loss. It was bad. It was all-time bad. But what are me blasting the 49ers this morning going to do? I'm looking for solutions. I'm looking to get the season back on track because me personally, my mind is wired, hey, you know what? Weird things can happen. We're in last place in the NFC West, but Seattle's in first place. They're 6-5. Oh, well, what do you know? They got some tough games coming up. Arizona has tough games coming up. So if you do get Brock Purdy back and you do get Nick Bosa back and you do get some of these guys rolling here, maybe there is a way to get into the playoffs and win a division. That's why I'm not really going crazy this morning because I kind of saw the loss coming once you made the announcement.
You blasted me on Friday for being skeptical.
No,
you didn't.
I thought Brock Purdy was going to play. By the time we left the show, Brock Purdy was out.
Well, I kind of had an inkling.
I mean, we all had an inkling.
Well,
we kind of had an inkling.
Oh, did I get fooled?
I'm not
going to
go into a game scared. I'm not
going
to go into. I'm not going to go into a game just like, oh man, and Green Bay's not impressive. That's what I was. My big takeaway was like, Green Bay's not world beaters.
They won by 28,
right? Yeah, but they come on. Was that a 28-point loss?
It could have been. A 40-point
loss. It was 24-10. It went through the
quarter. And that wasn't even their best performance. Right. So in a way, it was impressive that they didn't even look that good and still won.
But Green Bay hasn't looked that good all year.
It's a tough.
That's
division.
What I'm saying. They haven't looked that good all year. They have it. They haven't looked that good all year. Have they, Green Bay?
It was the worst Packer-Niner loss in the history of our two franchises.
Oh, I get it. It was awful.
It's kind of crazy.
It was awful.
I couldn't believe that.
Look at that roster. Let's go to...
But like, to your point about like Bosa coming back, even if Bosa comes back, he's got an oblique injury that's going to require surgery.
He's probably not coming back.
He's their best player on defense.
Let's go to...
second best, depending on...
Orlando and San Bruno. Orlando.
Hey, Orlando.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my... I watched the game. When the score was 10-0, I told my family it wouldn't surprise me if the final score would be 31-9. The thing that was big issues, of course, was the first quarter. Tons of missed tackling. The 4th-and-2 play call, I really felt that they should have used Mason at the eye back, but kept McCaffrey where he was. Because with that formation, to me, everybody knew what he was going to do, and that's what the minus of Shanahan, that he's not that he's getting too predictable in those kind of scenarios. Last thing is, you know, I had hopes when the score was 17-7. The third quarter was looking good, but I told everyone, like three 3 days before the game that the only way that Niners had a chance was going to be if Mother Nature played snow and whatnot. Yeah. And then the last thing was, you're talking bad about the Packers not being consistent. They've been consistent on the running. And then that cornerback, he got the opportunistic interception because of Debo. I don't know what's going on with Debo, but he didn't help that quarterback. It is an embarrassment of a loss. You guys just mentioned that is the worst deficit defeat in 74 meetings. With that being said, the last thing I'm going to say, I want someone's head because of that. That is ridiculous. That's all. Thank you for taking my call and happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays. You know, Bonte, I believe that the 4th-and-2 play was actually a really good play. And the quarterback, Brandon Allen, was late to anticipate. You had the McCaffrey breaking, and Purdy, I know, hits him on that play. Mm-hmm. And you had the cornerback on the inside of McCaffrey. It was set up, ready to go. He was late because he saw a little bit of the rush and put his eyes down, didn't step into his pass, threw high and late, and that's why it was incomplete.
Yep.
I mean, I actually like that. Now, we could argue about having a different guy in the backfield and still having McCaffrey split out wide, but I still think that was the right play call. That goes back to the execution of players.
On the 4th-and-2, I like to get something in the middle of the field and not just hit the sideline and just 1-2 throw the sideline. Your margin for error on that play, especially if you don't have a lot of separation, it's low. It's low to complete. But we're nitpicking here. The 4th-and-2 play could have been better. They would have been in the game. They were moving the ball. Felt like they had some help there. Once they didn't get the 4th-and-2, it was like, damn.
Well, the Debo callback on, right before all that, it was just like, it was a gut punch. I mean, that was Debo's biggest play of the game by far. It felt like the biggest play for the Niners, and Sauber gets called for the tackling or whatever hell the call was.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, 2 minutes, Lovin. BPA, since we have 2 minutes, shouldn't take BP long to get his thoughts out on the morning.
Hey, Buzz.
Morning. I think there's two extremes. There's fire Kyle, he's done, and then there's this is just a blip, and Kyle is still the all-powerful, never accountable, does whatever he wants and answers to no one, sort of leader of the 49ers. There's somewhere in the middle. Like, I'm pretty concerned. My word is I'm concerned about the state of the organization, and I don't know what's really salvageable going forward. I watched that Eagles game. You have Vic Fangio, defensive coordinator. You have a super high-level offensive coordinator. And the Niners have a defensive coordinator that would not be hired by any of the other 31 teams in that role. They have a special teams. They've gone from like this incredible, talented coaching staff to, in my opinion, maybe the worst coaching staff in the NFL. I'm welcoming Shasky. I'd love your take on that. But he's got some questions to answer. He's not going to be able to blow them off because he's so powerful that he doesn't have to answer them. They need a massive restructuring of the organization, coaching, and that would be my mandate. Honestly, if I'm Jed, what I would say is go get yourself a world-class defensive coordinator and go get yourself a world-class offensive coordinator. And go get yourself a special teams coach who's competent, because if you don't want to pay attention to these other things, you mean you're going to need great coaches there.
Brian, BP, I know you talk about the Niners coaching staff, but I know you don't mean it. You're being a bit hyperbolic, but there ain't no way in hell they have a worse coaching staff than New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys.
Good. Okay, 30th. Great. Thumbs up. That's really confident.
Well, you said it.
Let me defend BPA's point of view. What he's saying is that they have lost a ton of people, and it's hard to replenish. Look at Belichick at the end, and he spoke about this. He's like, it was really hard because I lost so many guys. He said this on the McAfee show.
There's no doubt.
And he goes, I just kind of ran out of contacts, and then no one would grant me permission to steal any of these other coordinators. So, look, just in the last couple years, some of the names that they've lost, Mike McDaniels, Bobby Slowick, LaFleur's brother, D'Amico Ryans, Robert Saleh,
Kubiak.
Like, at some point, it is like you hit a wall.
It's
going
to catch up. It's going to catch up to you. But I'm not. I still think the staff over what I've seen with the New York. Did you watch the New York Giants yesterday?
No, I agree. But did you watch the Dallas Cowboys? But that's not the bar.
I know it's not the bar, but we say the worst coaching staff. There's about 10 other staffs that are terrible.
Teams we take serious?
Right. I mean, come on. It's the NFL. We can't just say, hey, they're the worst coaching staff. Semantics matter.
If Seattle hired Nick Sorensen, we'd laugh.
Nick Sorensen's not a defensive. But you know what? Some of y'all deserve Nick Sorensen with the way you spoke about Steve Wilkes last year.
Steve Wilkes is unemployed.
Yeah, he's unemployed because he got fired after the Super Bowl when all the jobs were filled up.
There were still openings.
So how many openings were there? There weren't many openings. There's no openings. But some of y'all deserve Sorensen with the way you talked about Steve Wilkes. You thought it could get worse. You thought it couldn't get worse than Steve Wilkes.
But their personnel was significantly better last year.
Hold my beer.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for that.